With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, the Christmas bells are back. You're so lucky and fortunate. Oh, and the booze bell. The Christmas bells and the booze bell means that this is our Christmas special. And if you're wondering what is special about it, it's this. Just this.
So you can switch off now.
So if this isn't up your alley, now's the time to switch off. I'm presuming your expectations are pretty low anyway, so I'm glad we met them.
Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho.
You can't see because this is obviously a not a visual medium, but I've got my Christmas hat on. And Alison, you have your Christmas horns?
They are antlers, sparkly antlers.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, reindeer earrings.
And you've got a Christmas jumper. I've got a Christmas jumper. Chloe bought me a Christmas jumper. Why am I not wearing it? This is insane. I might have to pop out and get it.
Maureen, anything Christmassy?
I'm by a Christmas tree. Does that count?
That counts.
Hey. It totally counts, Maureen. Oh, your Christmas tree looks fully Christmased up, Maureen. It looks lovely.
There's a lot of baubles on it.
You did a little picture the other day on social media where you were looking out your window and your Christmas tree looked so good. Just that little bit of it. I was like, oh.
I fixed some lights. I've got a whole bag of old lights. Managed to find some old bulbs. I've got another two sets of lights on the tree. It makes such a difference.
Aww. Oh, Maureen. I hope those lights aren't from 1972, the ones that can just automatically burst into flames. I hope that they're...
No, they're probably from 2002, but yeah.
Yeah, so probably the same ilk. But anyway, just don't leave them on overnight, Maureen.
No,
that's all I ask of you. Which I don't imagine you would.
No,
you switch everything off at the wall, don't you, before bed? Yeah, of course, sorry. I forgot who I was talking to. Alison, I'm really sorry to hear. You've had an insane week. You came down to London to do all of the gigs. You did 75 gigs in 4 days.
Yeah,
And then everyone was sick, weren't they?
Everyone in London is sick. Maybe I just need to live in that system, city, to have a better immune system. But everyone is sick. Everywhere I went was sick. Just people sick.
I know. And then it's really hard when you're in a green room. You can't. It's quite hard to escape that, isn't it? Or actually, even if everyone is well in the green room, the second you go on stage and people are laughing in your face, which of course they all are, Alison, of course they are, it's germs a go-go. It's impossible to avoid them, to swerve them. And,
the tube? Oh my God, Maureen, I don't know how you are not sick constantly. The tube is just like a cesspool of infection and people just... don't give a fuck anymore, do they?
No, everyone has absorbed themselves back into the cesspit and seem happy with it, actually, Alison. Everyone's enjoying that.
Yeah.
Alison and I met up for dinner, though. We did meet up for dinner.
Yeah. I was going to say that was one of the...
A
Christmas dinner, the bell
stops. Yes.
A Christmas dinner.
It was kebab. But yeah, it was a Christmas dinner.
Turkish Christmas dinner.
Get rid of the bell.
Christmas kebab.
It was lovely, though. You were right, Maureen. That was a great restaurant.
Jen's been there before. It's a Turkish restaurant in Walthamstow. It's a very, very nice restaurant.
Yeah, Maureen takes people there, so we treat her to it. And
it's great.
And
it is true.
It is great, though, because they do sort of load you up at the beginning,
yes.
don't they? Did they do that for you? Did they, sort you out with lots of dips and stuff?
They'd bring out
that
the bread.
That dip. Oh, I think it's tzatziki. The dips. But chunks of pickle in there. Oh, it was so good.
Oh,
I'm still
heaven.
Thinking about it.
Alison was struggling to eat her food by the end of it.
I did.
I wasn't, but Alison definitely was struggling.
Maureen showed up knowing what she was going in for, and I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll get a large. And then I was like, oh.
No, you don't need a large.
A large, yeah.
No. But I just get small because you're loading up at the beginning, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the bread and the dips and
the
things and the... And the salads and the slip slops and then there's rice and more salad and
it was
holy
so
moly.
Good. It was like the highlight of the week. The low point of the week, other than getting sick, is I broke Leanne's door staying at her house. Yeah,
because you were staying with Leanne.
Well done,
Maureen. You're gonna love this. One of the our listeners actually wrote in because I posted on it. I was like staying with my Leanne, one of the producers, and. I went to put a key in the door. It was the wrong key, and one of those old school keys. And then I could not get it out. So
locksmith's called. And...
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah. New lock. New lock put in. Hey, what smooth action that new lock has, though. I gotta tell you,
just in time for Leanne to be
to leave.
Leaving.
Yeah.
That house. Alison, look, it can happen to anyone. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I mean, you're talking to two women that...
You're talking to a woman who told off...
This is our daily lives.
Who told off a neighbour for standing on the path and it wasn't her house. So, I mean...
I do love that story. Yeah.
We don't have... Neither of us have a leg to stand on.
No.
So to hear that you are indeed human, Alison, is, if anything, is... we're back in the room with the Christmas cheer. Well, that's all I'm saying. We lost it for a second with the kebabs, but we're back in. Well, I don't know how you guys felt, but we had a bit of snow here. Of course, Alison, we're not going to even begin to compare it.
No,
to
but
the
it
snow
was a Canadian
Canada.
Level of snow. I'll give you
oh,
that.
Oh, was it?
We had a big dump of snow in Brighton, like, you know, making snowmen and kids were out and about. And it was very odd because we had committed to going outside on Sunday. It was really miserable. It was raining. And Chloe went, we should have gone out this morning when it wasn't raining. And I went, look, we've just got to get out of the house. Sometimes you do with kids, especially boys. You've got to run them like dogs, yeah? So we've got to go out. So we went out and it was raining the whole way to the park. It was raining in the car. And then it started to pick up. Chloe and I were like, oh, God. We'll just do like 15 minutes and then go home. And then as we were going down this, like a long road down towards this park, okay, the rain started to thicken. And then we were saying, oh, kids, it looks like it's going to be sleety, icy rain. And they were like, I don't want to go out in sleety, icy rain. I kid you not, in like 3 minutes it took us to find somewhere to park, it was snowing. And then we've gone from rain from when we left the house to a full-on blizzard. And and we were out for 2 hours and it snowed solidly for 2-3 hours, just like constant snow. It was just glorious and the kids had a wonderful time. And I confess, I was completely giddy. I loved it as well. It was great.
I saw your clips on social media.
Oh,
I was like, she's so happy.
I was so happy. It was so fun.
Do you know,
I was freezing,
I slept through it.
Absolutely freezing.
I went for lunch, Sunday lunch with the boys that lived down the road, came back, had a snooze, and I could see people's pictures of snow going, oh, it must be snowing where they are. My curtains were closed, so I didn't realise it snowed in London. And then about 4 in the morning when I took that photo by the tree, it's because I opened the curtains and I went, oh, my God, it's been snowing here. That's when I realised it snowed.
Maureen's like 9 hours later. She's seeing all the posts of people in London going, look, snow in London. And Maureen's like, that's incredible, snowing where you are. not in
my part of London.
Anyway. Did you enjoy the snow? Do you like the snow? I mean, Alison, you could give less of a shit, I know.
I had to go out in the snow. I don't really like going out in the snow because I'm always worried about, at my age, having a fall. So, you know, I tend to walk
Fair
up
enough.
The road, like on actual road, not on the pavement. I tend to walk up the road.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's gritty.
It's less, you know, and then you obviously go, then traffic calm, you go back on the pavement. But I think at my age, I am worried that I'm just going to fall and it's going to I'm going to break something. So I do like the snow, but I don't like walking around in it. And I think it's ridiculous. The whole infrastructure of Britain has just gone to pot.
So look, here's what happened, WTB listeners, right? As you, a lot of you listening, especially if you live in the UK, may know, because you will have had snow near you, either where you are or near where you are. We were supposed to meet Monday. It was Monday WTB Christmas affair, okay? Right? That's what we're supposed to have a drink, have some dinner, celebrate Christmas. Fabulous year. Well, it's not been a fabulous year, but anyway, it's been a year. Whatever. Absolutely zero trains running from Brighton. And I mean zero. We had what? Like, I don't know. By the time it got to the morning, virtually no snow left. And the country at a standstill. At a standstill.
Airports.
The thing that airports, motorways. The Met had predicted snow. Did they grit the motorways? There were people stuck on the M25 all night, had to sleep in their cars in the freezing cold because they couldn't get out. This country, honestly, our infrastructure, our ability to deal with just weather. Oh, it's too warm. The flipping line has expanded. The rails
too many leaves.
It's too cold. It's been windy. Leaves on the railways. Get a grip, guys.
Honestly, I met a good friend of mine, Iris, for lunch yesterday, and I took up the tube, and all you could hear was at every stop, severe delays on this line, severe delays on that. I mean, almost every line had severe delays on this line. Ridiculous.
I think even if I'd made it to London, which I don't know how I'd have made it, I would never have got home.
No, you would have been stuck in London.
And also, as we know, strikes are happening this week.
Today.
Strikes all this week, tomorrow, Friday, the weekend. So, horror show.
How did you get back to horror Manchester, show. Alison? Was there like the one train running?
Yeah, the trains did run, so I got a train back.
Finally, Avanti did something correct.
Because there's no snow in Manchester, gang.
Is there
no snow at all? No. So only in London is there snow. Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting, everyone. Yeah. Normally where I'm in, up in the north, there's snow, but no snow. No snow. All in London.
Well, that'll be all the snow we get for the rest of our lives, probably. Global warming, etc. So might as well enjoy it. My sons were like, this is the best day of my life. They were like, this is the best day of my life. I was like, what, really? And they were like, yeah, the best day. I was like, wow, really don't have to deliver much for this to be the best day of my life.
No, you know what he's getting for Christmas.
Yeah, just a snow machine. Well, once again, we've all had weeks, gigs, travel disasters, colds, Maureen, lunch and sleep. We can't. Even though it's a Christmas, let's try to attempt to make this vaguely Christmassy by saying, what's the Christmas wish, guys? Your Christmas wish for you. I'm going to say for you, not for I don't want any altruism. I want this. What's your Christmas wish for you? What would you like to happen for you? Huge success, obviously. Maureen, do you know?
Yeah, I think all the personal problems I'm dealing with to be finally over and have a good ending. Mm.
Great. Let's make that Christmas wish. Hang on a second. The bells are back.
Christmas wish.
That's going to happen. Maureen, the Christmas fairies have spoken. Good. That's going to happen to you. Alison, what's your Christmas wish?
I would like all the money for all the gigs that I am currently cancelling and have to add cancel just to come back to me somehow. Just to come back.
It's coming back. The corporates, the gigs, any money lost is coming back at you. It's coming back at you.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. Is that my phone vibrating? Don't interrupt the bells, phone.
And you right. And Jen, what's your Christmas wish?
My Christmas wish for me is, let me see. Gosh, let's come back to that. I haven't got one. Christmas wish is, I tell you what, is for WTB, for people to, for WTB, let's have to think about it. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
So something good for all of us.
Okay, that's all ready for when you know what you want.
Yep. Something good for the trio, but basically I'd love for WTB to hit 10,000 listeners.
Yay.
There we go.
You heard it. That's you heard dream. It, gang.
That's the dream for 2014. I've gone back in time. That's the dream for 8 years ago. Anyway, thanks very much, everybody. Right. Look, it's the final one of this series of 2022. We're not going to have another one this year. This is it. So it's time to turn to our dear friend that we love and adore. It's time to find out what Maureen Younger's Be My Money moment is.
I'd managed to block myself as a spam sender. I chose my own number and my own contact to block.
Oh my God, Maureen, I don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I don't understand. I've got to shut this down now. I've got to shut it down.
Last year's Christmas Be My Money moment, I didn't do it this year, was when I met Ira for lunch and he gave me my Christmas presents. Last year, I left them on the tube and never saw them again. So this time, he gave me a bag to put them in and I have got them. They've arrived safely at Younger Towers. So that's one good thing. It's another one. I was looking at an old clip of me and Jen chatting and I checked. I have never done this on the... doesn't seem to have done this at the Be More Maureen moment. Was a time... because, you know, Alison always looks lovely with her hair. My hair tends to be au naturel. Let's put it that way. That's how I have it. I always love it.
We like it that way, Maureen.
I love it when hairdressers go, what product do you use? And I'm like, mate, you're lucky if I've combed it. I mean, let alone put product in it. But anyway, so I once tried to tong my hair, like give it some style at the front, Jen remembers this. Try to style it because I've got these utensils that people have bought me and I've never used them. So it's like trying to, you know, do a little curl at the front. And I got the tongs stuck in my hair. And I just could not get it out. Like, it was absolutely rammed in there. And I'm trying to get it out, couldn't get it out. So in the end, I had to just cut all this hair.
Oh.
Had to cut this clump of hair. And I told Jen this, and it's only when we were talking about it, because we used to do these Maureen and Jen talks on YouTube. It was only when I was talking about it with Jen, and Jen pointed out, because I obviously don't realise these things at the time, she went, the great thing is, Maureen, when you were telling me all this, she went, and you know what, Jen? My hair didn't look any better.
Yeah.
Using those tongs did nothing for me.
Doing those tongs, getting it stuck in my hair and then having to cut my tongs out of my hair. And you'll never believe it, Jen. My hair didn't look better after that. I was like, I, for one, am amazed.
Shocked. You didn't say anything at the time. You must have just gone, oh, okay, Maureen. It was only when you mentioned it and I was like, oh, yeah, it wouldn't have looked any better, would it?
No, I think a lot of the time these Beamer Maureen moments actually wash over me because I'm so used to them that they have to really stand out for me to go, hang on a minute. Like the fact that you told me that and I've never even remembered that as a Beamer Maureen moment. Yeah, yeah. And actually, I do remember you telling me that story as well.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, but I twirled one side. So I was thinking
it
would have looked better because I twirled the one side.
Yeah. not when you've had to cut out half of your hair, Maureen. Oh. It doesn't really matter what the other side is doing. I've got to tell you, in some cases, a little bit of symmetry is necessary. Not always, but in this instance, maybe.
If you look, you can watch the clip on Jen's YouTube channel. But it just did make me laugh because I just thought, oh, God, that is probably the same. I would have been really upset. Well, you know what, Jen? It didn't look any better. And Jen would have been going, really, Maureen?
Oh, that time Maureen had half a fringe.
Not even the fringe. Maureen doesn't even have a fringe. It was just half of her hair.
It's just half my hair.
Yeah. Boom. Well, Maureen, what we've learned is that, you know how those influencers do those makeup and hair?
Yeah, I should start.
This is how to do... you'd have a niche audience, definitely, Maureen. I think, do you know what? I think you would have an audience, definitely, but not for the reasons that other influencers do. I just imagine Maureen going, and this is, oh no, it's stuck in my hair.
For fuck's sake.
And then now you take your scissors.
I know, because Jen was saying she was surprised I just didn't leave it in my hair and go, what's your fucking problem?
That's what I thought. I thought she'd just leave it in her hair and be like, can you help me get this out and zip up my dress?
Or not even comment on it, Alison. That would have been it. It's for her to walk out the house with tongs in her hair. In fact, let's be honest. If we had met Maureen last night, Yeah?
Yeah.
And she had had tongues in her hair. There would have been a bit of us going, Maureen, why do you have tongues in your hair? And she'd have gone, it's stuck. And there'd been a bit of us, quite a large percentage of us going, well, fine, just leave it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I know, Alison, because you like to solve a problem, that you would have probably tucked in there and tried to get it out. But I would have probably stepped back and gone, just leave it. I'll just say, Maureen, when you move your head, just be careful because of the plug. I don't want it to hit me in the face again. But other than that,
I've done that with clothing. I remember once being in Vienna when I was a student in the canteen, and I had this really long white Aran scarf. I didn't know, so the person with me knew, pointed out, but I kind of put it behind my neck, like it was dragging down, so I put it behind my neck, and the scarf went in somebody's tray of food behind me, and I'm obviously really pissed off, and I didn't notice, I just walked off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Behind you, who gives a shit? Yeah.
Yeah. If Maureen, once Maureen's turned her back, there's nothing happening there.
It's true, actually.
There's nothing happening behind her. She's very much singularly focused. Is the way I would describe Maureen Younger. Anyway, Maureen, thank you very much for your Be More Maureen moment, as always. That was actually a banger, a classic.
That is a classic.
That was a classic because it happened quite a while ago. Yeah. And weirdly, I've now remembered it. It's weird how I blocked it. Maybe I blocked it, Maureen.
Yeah, you probably
Maybe I just blocked it. Yeah, it's normal, isn't it? Now we've had the Be More Maureen moment, it's time to turn to Alison June Smith. She has a problem. Maybe no one else can help. But as we always do, we like to call the A team. It's time to ask Alison!
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Take my advice, I ain't using it.
Hey, well, you know, what I'm going to cover next year, that feels so weird, is I'm going to ask... It does feel weird to say that. I'm gonna put out to everyone, my problem is, how does one build an immune system? There we go. I'll take those on next year. But I've got a great problem for Christmas. I found a very good Christmassy one, and I think we all can relate to this. So here we go. Christmas problem. Every year at Christmas, I begin to feel the dread of trying to make the whole family happy. My in-laws are great and will be joining us, but sometimes I feel like it's all on my shoulders to make everyone a Christmas to remember, and inevitably someone is disappointed. Any tips on how I can make everyone happy this Christmas, including myself? You can't. I mean, that is never going to happen. There you go. That you are never, no one's ever going to be truly happy. Everyone all at once at Christmas. So that's just not going to happen. Caller, listener, there we go. There is the reality. However, a few tips that might help to get through the times, maybe get closer to the point where people are happy. Number one, I like that you ended on make everyone happy this Christmas, including myself. This is the number one thing I want you to focus on. How are you going to make your Christmas good? If you are having an okay Christmas, then those around you will feel the happiness. If you are just putting yourself last, you're not going to. It's the whole on the airplane. When the oxygen falls down, you put it on first. You make yourself happy, and that will trickle off into everyone else. So I want you to focus on you first. What are the things that you really need to make the Christmas a good time for you? Okay? That's the first thing. One person cannot be responsible for everyone else's joy. But, okay, let's look at some things. Who's coming? And why don't you just throw out a little, maybe a WhatsApp or ask everyone, just go, hey, Christmas time, what for you is the most important thing that happens at Christmas? Because if somebody goes, oh, I love it when we do the stockings, or somebody says, I love it when we make Christmas cookies, if you get a list of everyone's number one priority, well, then maybe that's a little list of things that you can go, all right, you know what, over the next 4 days, we're going to bake some Christmas cookies on Tuesday, we're going to do this on that day. And that brings me to another point. Christmas is not one day, okay? You don't have to do everything in one day. Spread things out. Give yourself a bit more time, right? Make it a bit more relaxing. If you plan maybe the chunk of time that those people will be there, and you got a little list of things that everyone really wants to do, well, I feel you have done more than enough, is what I think. So a little bit of pre-plan can go a long, long way. And if all else fails, just watch a horror movie about Christmas and you'll feel much better instantly. That's my big piece of advice, right? There's a lot of great horror movies about bad Christmases and families having a shit Christmas. Find one of those and you will feel much better knowing that you are not alone. That's it. That's all the advice I'm giving you. That's it. Yeah.
Alison, I mean, basically that is, I can't really add to that. That is brilliant advice. And yeah. You know, you cannot, it's like a totally an area of no control, isn't it? You can't control
you can't.
Other people. And everyone's rocking up with their own baggage, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it's kind of, sorry. Yeah.
No, go.
I think it's that time of the year where you rock up with all the crap that you've been carrying for the whole 12 months, all the petty resentments, the disappointments, the upset, the trauma, whatever's been going on for those 12 months, all of a sudden, it all kind of becomes magnified at Christmas time. And then on top of that, we're told it's the loveliest time of the year and the happiest moment and blah, blah. And it's like, do you know what? It isn't for everyone and it's a lie. And it's just, in many ways, it is just another day. That's the way you've got to look at it. And it's another day with your family there and it's their responsibility to make the most of it. And if they can't do that, if they it's not your fucking problem. You get the Baileys out or whatever it is, have a good time, get your bells out and do whatever you want. Enjoy yourself. And Alison, I think you're right. People kind of need to be led sometimes. You know? Like I can be in a grumpy mood and boy oh boy am I a grump. And sometimes I need someone to just kind of like, you know, like you would a child, lead them out of their grumpy mood, you know? And then I kind of like go, oh, okay. And then you have a moment where you think, oh, I've been a bit of a dick. Okay, let's just try to enjoy whatever this is for this short amount of time. Because before we know it, we're all going to be back at work. So we might as well try and make the best of whatever the fuck this is. Yeah? Yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, yeah. Make a list.
Well,
ask people what they want. Boom. Move on. Good. Get ready. Have a lot of Christmas naps. That's what I suggest. That's what makes me happy. I'm checking out for a nap. I go for a lot of naps at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, why not? You're having to like hibernate because you've just spent 12 months on the road. So you do need the naps. You spent 12 months on the road. So you need to sleep. Because it's another 12 months on the road starting January. So... you know, that's the life we've chosen. So we do need to have like some respite time. Alison, thank you very much for your advice, as always. Bang on the bleeding money.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Maureen, you look surprised that you're here.
I've just woken up.
And yet she still has applied mascara and lipstick. I just want to point
out. It's called being professional, Alison.
But now, let's find out. It's will there be any Christmas themes to this televisual watching and visual listening and moving and touching? I don't know why I have to keep adding touching. There's no touching in television. Unless you're doing some Netflix and chill. It doesn't matter. Maureen, what's going on?
Well, I actually went to the Goethe Institute and watched All Quiet on the West Front on the big screen. The director was there. So not particularly Christmassy.
Very Christmassy.
But it is a very good movie. Would recommend it. I'm glad I saw it on the big screen. I did go at one point out loud, which probably wasn't it wasn't brilliant, but it is a really good movie. The thing with me is, because I know the ending, because I've read the book, the ending's different in the film, so I'm kind of was waiting for the ending, which I suppose a lot of people won't be, but yeah, definitely recommend it. Definitely don't watch it on your phone. You're right about the cinematography. The cinematography is fantastic, and
and the acting is out of this world.
Acting is out of the, and the lead actor is actually Austrian. I didn't realise that he's an Austrian guy, but anyway, yeah, it's
if you're not sold, I'm sure that will tip most people over the edge.
That's a bit of the edge, but yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant story, and it's really well told, beautifully filmed. The battle scenes are of a spectacular.
Hard going.
I started watching A Spy Among Friends, which was on ITVX. I've watched the first two episodes of that. It's a bit slow, but I am still watching it, so that's a good sign. And last night I watched the first episode of season 4 of Babylon Berlin on Now TV.
Oh, Babylon Berlin
is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. If you haven't watched it, totally recommend it. It's set in Germany, in Berlin, surprisingly, just before the Nazis take power. So this time, now it's just New Year's Eve in 1930. And for some reason, the hero of the story, he's now a Geronrat. He's now a member of the SA, which was the Nazi stormtroopers. So you don't know whether he's doing this undercover or he's suddenly become a Nazi. And the first episode is him doing this. They're attacking all these Jewish shops on Kurfürstendamm, and the police are holding back just so they can let them get away with it. And so you're just seeing how corrupt and how dangerous Berlin is now on the eve of 1931. So I watched the first episode. I could have easily just binged on it, but I behaved and made myself just watch the one episode. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, I definitely recommend it. It's on Sky and Now TV.
Okay. Well done. That sounds amazing. Germanic theme there, Maureen.
Oh, yes, that's true.
From you. A Germanic spy theme. That's what we're getting. It doesn't matter. They're all three fantastic shows. Check all of those out. What was the other one? A Spy Among Us, which is on... Oh, yeah, you talked about that.
On ITVX.
A Spy Among Friends.
About Kim Philby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know exactly the one you're talking about. It's got... what's his name?
Damien Lewis.
Him in it. And thank you. And what's her name in it? Anna Maxwell. And what's his name in it?
Oh,
the other guy.
The guy from LA Confidential.
Yep. Wow. The nanas are out, aren't they?
What's his name? Oh, God, it's Guy something, isn't it? Guy Pearce.
Hey, there you go.
I was just going to say Mike from Neighbours, and I thought, don't say that.
Neighbours is coming back.
You'll really show your age. Neighbours is coming back. Yep. Yeah.
Jen told me the good news. She sent me a link. Neighbours is coming back onto Amazon.
I know. There seems some normality has returned. Anyway. Right. I started watching The English, okay, it's on the BBC. It's a Western. It's absolutely brilliant. It stars Emily Blunt and Cheska Spencer, and it has, I suppose, not cameos, but it's also got Stephen Rea, Rafe Spall, and cameos by people like Kieran Hines. It's absolutely fantastic. It's set in the 19th century in the Wild West, sort of Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming. And it is about a woman played by Emily Blunt, who leaves London to come to the Wild West on a hunt to kill the man that is responsible for the death of her son. And from the very first episode, it is absolutely both terrifying in lots of ways. I mean, wild in inverted commas is how they like it. Just shows that it's absolutely lawless. Everyone has a gun. There is no law. And, you know, people just can do whatever the hell they like, really, in order to get what they want, whether it be land, whether it be money, whatever, whether it be gold. All at the expense of the genocide of a whole nation of people, you know, the native people of that country, of America, the Native Americans. And it's so brilliantly shot. It isn't shot in America, actually. It's shot in Spain. But the landscape is obviously, a lot of Westerns, I think, in the past have been shot in Spain. So it does feel like you're out there and there's like these huge plains and it's wild and the acting is outstanding. The storyline is just brilliant. You're not sure where the story is going to go. And it does take a handbrake turn halfway through and you're like, oh, or over halfway through. And I loved it. I loved it. And I'm absolutely in love with Emily Blunt. I think she's just such a fantastic actor. And she's also incredibly easy on the eye, which I also enjoy.
I was going to say.
It doesn't hurt. Rafe Spall plays such a brilliant villain in it. He is incredible. You absolutely fucking hate him. And he plays his character out of his skin. He's fantastic in it. And in fact, everybody in it is fantastic. The guy that plays the love interest, the Native American Chaska Spencer, who plays Sergeant Eli Whip, he is also absolutely just like immense in it, just wonderful in it. And I can highly recommend it. It's on iPlayer. You can binge it. It's visually beautiful to watch. The acting is spectacular. I love the storyline. I think the writing was brilliant. And yeah, go out. I think it was created by Hugo Blick, and he's done loads of things, which I've now forgotten. But anyway, he also was the creator of The Honourable Woman as well. I don't know if you enjoyed that with flipping it. Anyway, it doesn't matter because my brain's gone. You know who is it? Maggie Gyllenhaal. Bloody hell. Well, we'll get there eventually. I was just trying to remember her name. I've got no names in my brain. So I can highly recommend that. The English, I don't know how much longer it's on iPlayer. It's been on there for quite a while, but it is fantastic. And it is a brilliant, brilliant BBC drama. I'm back on BBC.
Okay, amazing. Yeah, because you were annoyed.
Five stars.
You were annoyed.
I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I was annoyed, but this is a 5-star one. Highly recommend.
All right.
Alison, talk to me. Horror.
Okay, so every year I mention two, and I am going to say them again because if you like horror Christmas movies, number one, these are just quickies. Krampus. So good. So good. If you want to remember the importance of the spirit of Christmas, watch Krampus. So good and scary. Second one, Jack Frost, not the one starring Michael Keaton. Jack Frost, it is about...
I was going to say, my kids have seen that.
No, not the one starring Michael Keaton. It is about a guy who's on death row. He's like a murderer. And they're driving him to death row. And he accidentally has a car crash with, you guessed it, a vehicle full of toxic substances. And then the toxic substances and the killer combine and they become a killer snowman called Jack Frost. Amazing. It's amazing, everyone. So those are two fillers. But the one I want to point out, my actual Christmas choice for this year, is a movie called The Children. And get this, The Children.
Anything with children, Alison, is
terrifying. I know. Two families gather in an upscale English estate in late December. Elaine and her sister Chloe, along with their husbands and children are set for a weekend of family bonding and winter fun. But when they arrive, one of the children becomes sick, and all of the children exhibit strange behavior. The adults don't realize the disturbing truth until it's too late. The children have contracted a disease that turned them into brutal psycho killers. It's awesome, everyone. It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds awful.
You're more interested in Jack Frost at this point, aren't you? Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm back in the room with the Toxic Snowman.
Yeah, Toxic Snowman, great for ridiculousness. Krampus, great for remembering the importance of Christmas spirit. The children, oh, if you want to be creeped out. Yes, it's like Children of the Corn meets snow. It's so good, guys. Yeah.
There's nothing creepier than a scary kid, whether it be The Ring, Children of the Corn, The Shining, all of them, you know, Pet Sematary. It's like, it's a creepy kid. It's both kind of chilling and terrifying and also like quite sort of, I don't know, sad to see like kids being psycho. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't. But brilliant. You always know in like shows like who's got their thing on?
It's not me.
Let's turn phone silent.
You
always know, like in shows like The Walking Dead, when they meet a kid, you immediately, Your heart is like, oh, the kid, help the kid. But then the kid always turns out to be a fucking psychopath, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. The kid's the trouble. Yeah.
The kid's always the troublemaker. Brilliant. Alison, thank you so much for your horror recommendation.
You bet.
Okay. It's still the Christmas special. All the bells. All the blinking bells. But let's turn back to Maureen Younger now because it's time for Maureen Younger's Christmas Cultural Corner. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
Right. So, I thought we'd look like what to look at for in the new year. So it's kind of a new year thing because I did Christmas films the year before, so so how about this? On the 30th of June, it's Indiana Jones.
No.
Five.
No.
Oh, come on. No. Alison's sold.
I love not Indiana Joneses.
No.
I'm
no,
sold.
No, no,
yes.
No.
Really?
Well, how old is he? 86.
Okay. 80 something.
Yeah, please. Look, best will in the world, it's a hard no from this lesbian.
I know.
Can we stop parading fucking octogenarian men out as sex symbols? No, thank you. I mean,
there's not that many. There's him, basically, isn't there?
They had Sean Connery before that. They're always even Jack Nicholson. People are saying he's hot stuff. Have you seen him? He's like an egg with legs.
What's her name? The woman from Fleabag's in it as well. Phoebe.
I don't care.
Anyway.
I don't care if Phoebe Waller-Bridge is in it. Look, Harrison She's Ford out. Was. Yeah. Listen.
He's still got something. He was cool in Star Wars.
No. I'm out. The last two also were shit.
No, the last one was shit.
Can we just accept that they were absolutely dog shit? The last two.
All right, so another film coming up is Babylon, which is a comedy drama film by Damien Chazelle, who's very famous, wrote L.A., La La Land and Whiplash. And it's got a great cast including Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Jean Smart. And it's basically, it's depicting Hollywood as it goes from silent films to sound.
Talkies.
And obviously a lot of people's careers got destroyed in the process. Ooh. And so that's coming out in the cinemas. On New Year's Day, so we're going back to TV, Happy Valley comes out, third series, and final series of Happy Valley on BBC on New Year's Day. If you haven't seen it, Alison, it's fantastic.
Alison, you should watch it. It's up your street.
It's absolutely brilliant.
It is.
Sarah Lancashire is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking dark.
It's dark.
it's dark. It's not like fun times.
It's not. You think it's going to be happy. It's not.
There's nothing happy about this valley.
No.
And Sarah Lancashire is
amazing. So is James Norton in a role that he doesn't normally play. It's a really, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's on BBC, it's on iPlayer. And they're not releasing it all out as a box set, so you've got to watch one episode every week, which I love when that happens. You know, that old school. And basically, Sarah Lancashire plays Sergeant Catherine Carwood. She's a policewoman. And she, in this series, she discovers remains of a gangland murder victim. And it starts off in an unfortunate series of events that leads her to Tommy, played by James Norton, who's the father of her grandson, Ryan, and also her late daughter's rapist. Yeah, that's how dark it is.
It's dark.
It's dark.
Okay.
But it's a, and Sarah, I mean, she's a great actress, but Sarah Lancashire is amazing in it. So worth watching, Alison. I think you'd really like it, don't you think, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in. It's all on.
I think it's all on iPlayer at the moment, but I think it was on Netflix
the first
pages
two series
as well.
So you can catch up.
It hasn't been on for ages. So this is great.
And then on Amazon, there's Three Pines, which is set in Canada, Alison. Based on a very, very, very famous set of books. I have never heard of them, to be honest. It's a murder mystery TV series set in Quebec in Canada. It stars Alfred Molina, and he plays Chief Inspector Armand Gamache. And it's actually out already. It came out early this month with four standalone stories, each spanning two episodes. And Alfred Molina has had very good reviews in this. So, yeah, so you should watch some Canada stuff.
Great.
Québécois.
Great.
Excellent.
There's loads to pick from there.
Brilliant. Yeah, obviously Babylon Berlin's out as well, so I'd definitely recommend that on Sky and Now TV.
Brilliant. So all your TV viewing sorted for January. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Maureen, for your cultural corner. Christmas is nearly over.
Excellent.
Or rather, this Christmas special is nearly at its end. Boo! And this series.
It is true.
Boo-hoo.
It is true.
Sad.
But that just means a new series, which is...
Hooray! And we will be back in the new year. So swipe away the tears, which I know are forming in the corner of your eyes. It also could be allergies. If so, just grab an antihistamine, see how you feel. But it's not the end of the show because of this inevitable ending.
It's that time. We're going to find out in a second what got your goat. But Jen, as the show's gone on, have you thought of a Christmas wish yet? Before we get into a goat, have you thought of your Christmas wish?
No, that's okay.
That's fine. Start on your goat. Yeah. Let's find out what the hell's been getting your goat, and let's see if a wish comes out of that.
I don't want to lose my shit over. Okay, this is it. Right, Jen's goat is happening now. I cannot handle this. Okay, I tell you what's been getting my goat is, I can't bear it. I can't bear this government. They've just got my goat to the point where I feel permanently gaslit. Like, I listen to people, I hear them talking, and I think, are you absolutely on the same planet as the rest of us? I very much enjoy just listening to Mick Lynch. If you don't know who Mick Lynch is, he's the head of the RMT, and he is out there. He's not RMT.
He's fantastic.
But he's generally representing unions, and he's like absolutely just killing it out there on television and on radio by putting various different broadcasters in their place by explaining to them that the people that we should be cross with aren't the people striking, but big business and the government, who have, through unregulated capitalism, are just... taking that 1% of all of the money in the world and fucking screwing the rest of the people. And if you are working a full-time job and you cannot feed your family and you cannot clothe them and you cannot warm your house, hey, guess what? We've got a fucking problem. So in my goat, I would like to say, up the workers. Right, Maureen? Right, Alison?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. The nurses.
Yes.
The train strikes. Postman. The postal strikes. What other strikes are there?
Nurse strikes. Yeah, said nurse.
Nurse strikes. Teachers probably next.
Was it border control? Border control strikes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Just to say, at WTB, you have our 100% all of our support. We stand behind you. We stand next to Mick Lynch. We stand. You know what I'm saying. But that's just got my go. Every time you hear the government speaking, it's as if taxpayers. We owe taxpayers this. We owe taxpayers that. Listen, mate. I'll pay more fucking tax if you give the nurses more money.
Let's get $29 million back from Michelle Moan.
Let's get that money back and hand it over to people, you know, who are basically are the infrastructure of this country, who are keeping this country afloat, who are necessary. Yeah.
Maybe ask Dido where the 37 billion went, wasn't it? 37 billion?
Oh, Jesus. Look, I mean, honestly, Maureen, if we start picking at all those scabs, it'll be pus all over us. It's unbelievable. So here at the end of the year at WTB, we would like to say a big thank you to all of the nurses,
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, nurse.
The posties.
Postal workers.
The rail workers.
Rail
you should
workers.
Have, you should have guards on your trains. You absolutely yep. should. And also, Border Control, we are very grateful to you and we absolutely support your strikes. Yep. They are incredibly inconvenient, but that's okay. We still
absolutely.
Support you.
I'm having taken
and
coach.
Rightly so.
I'm having taken absolutely. Coach to Cardiff this weekend. But anyway, yeah.
I mean, we are all taking a cut in our wages, but we're 100% behind workers. And so that's what this GOAT is about, is to say, listen, if you're cross, okay, if you find yourself getting cross about the strikes, if you find yourself getting cross about the inconvenience, just remember that the inconvenience, it's not the workers that have created this inconvenience. It's our stupid fucking government and big business, because we privatised the Royal Mail. We privatised the rail lines. We privatised water. We privatised... Can you see that what the problem is, people? Maybe it's privatisation, okay? Maybe if we brought back public services into to the public interest, we wouldn't be in this situation. OK, so that's what's got my goat. I'm sick of people complaining about people striking. It's not their fucking problem. I tell you whose problem is. Next time there's an election, maybe don't vote for those Tory cunts. OK,
but other and that's than that, our Christmas wish.
Yeah.
That's
Happy
our
Christmas,
Christmas
everybody.
Wish.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. No, but in all seriousness, have a very Merry Christmas from all of us at WTB. We can't wait to talk shit and bollocks to you in the new year. Wherever you are, we do hope you have a wonderful holiday. I know some of you will be spending it alone, or maybe some of you won't be spending it, or you'll be missing someone you care about. If you're feeling sad, there's another 70-something episodes of this you can go back and listen to.
You go back.
We're
here for you.
We are happy to keep you company, and we'll be back in the new year. Lots and lots of love. Bye, 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 bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Women Talking Bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Oh, you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats.
Will that do?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.